Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Yes, I have a charge on my credit card from y'all, and I don't know what it is. Can you help me?
Sure, I'd be more than happy to find that charge that the company charged you. Just bear with me just one brief moment, all right?
Okay.
That first and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Yes, George Hall, address 1039 Ginger Glade Lane, Pinehurst, Texas, 77362.
Alrighty, thank you for that information. So, yes, reviewing the account, I do understand. Did you say Hall was the last name?
Yes, H-A-L-L.
Yes, ma'am. And George is your husband? Or?
Yes.
Okay. So, yes, what happened was that there was a survey that was taken for a Makita power drill. For a Makita power drill.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. With that survey being taken, it caused him, it was a subscription survey, so it automatically came along with that subscription that provides recipes to help cut sugars and carb cravings. If you feel as if he's interested in receiving the recipes each month, we can reduce it down to $20 a month.
Well, he didn't do this, number one. Okay. So how do I dispute this?
Do you have him around?
Yeah, my husband doesn't hear, so yes, he's on the computer right now.
Okay. So yes, ma'am, we do take fraudulent charges seriously. Whomever made the purchase without you all's authorization, IP information will link us back to that exact device. I'm going to go ahead and cancel this and get you all connected over to the fraud department so they'll be able to assist you regarding the charges.
Okay. Now, are you with the fraud department of Citibank or?
No, ma'am. This is our fraud department.
No, just of your. Okay. Okay.
One moment. Already connecting you now.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.